Let us move on to item number 7, which is the Central Kowloon Route proposed temporary government land allocation for temporary barging facilities as Kwai Yu Ling, Kwai Chong. And thank you. This is our paper number TFK/08/2016. So this will be our last major agenda item. Welcome and thanks a lot for waiting. I would like to welcome the following representative from the project team to this meeting from Highways Department, Mr. Tony Locke, Raymond Chong, Jacqueline Tai. From Arab, Mark McDonald Joint Venture, Mr. Alan Low, Carmen Chu, Frankie Chu. For this agenda item, I'd like to invite members to declare interest if you have any. Okay. If not, let us proceed. For this item, Highways Department would like to consult the task force on the preliminary design of the Central Kowloon Route, they have done so in January and in May 2013. So Highways Department now would like to seek members' view on the proposed temporary land allocation for a site in Kwai Chong near Ramblers Channel Public Cargo Working Area as a barging point. So this barging point will be used for transporting some of the excavated materials to disposal sites, mud pits by the sea to facilitate the construction of CKR, the Central Kowloon Route. So members will be briefed on this proposal on an informal section already on the 31st of August, and they have shared some of the initial view. We hope that some of the views will be incorporated in today's presentation. So now I just want to invite Mr. Tony Locke to present this paper and try to keep it within 10 to 15 minutes, please.
多謝主席。咁咧就喺八月尾咧，咁就即係同 members 有個 informal meeting 之後咧，咁我哋翻去咧亦都因應 members 嘅意見咧，咁我哋亦都喺呢一次個 paper 度咧有加咗一啲改動噶啦。咁咧就跟住咧，我哋部門阿 Raymond 咧就會俾一個簡單啲嘅介紹哦，呢、這個臨時嘅 barging point 喺葵涌。
Good morning, Chair and members of the task force. Today I'm going to brief the members on the proposed temporary land government allocation of an area at Kwai Chong to Highways Department for the temporary implementation of a temporary barging point for the CKR project, Central Kowloon Route project. Okay, I would like to brief members on the general background of the Central Kowloon Route. It is a 4.7 kilometer dual three lane trunk road, of which 3.9 kilometer is in the form of tunnel, linking Yau Ma Tei Interchange in West Kowloon with the road network in Kai Tak Development and Kowloon Bay in East Kowloon. The Central Kowloon Route, together with Trunk Road T2 and the Chuan Kwan O Lam Tin Tunnel, form the Route 6. It will link the West Kowloon with Chuan Kwan O. The beauty of it is the travel time from West Kowloon to Kai Tak will reduce from 35 minutes to only 5 minutes. It is much needed relief of the traffic congestion in Central and East Kowloon. Next one. I would like to briefly describe the major items of work in the Yau Ma Tei West. On the west side, with the provisions of slip roads and bridges, the Central Kowloon Route will connect with the Yau Ma Tei interchange. And then we'll have landscape deck, depressed road, cut and cover tunnel, the main tunnel, and underwater tunnel, depressed road, slip road and bridges that will connect with the interchange of Kai Tak Development and Kowloon Bay Network. On the major works in the Yau Ma Tei area, maybe I should mention the vehicular connections. the Central Kowloon Road traffic will connect to the slip road to the West Harbour Crossing leading to the Hong Kong Island. It connects to the roads to the Hong Kong International Airport, Kwai Chung Containers Terminal, Northwest NT, and then to the south, it will connect with the West Kowloon Reclamation Development, with West Kowloon Cultural District, and the XRL, the West Kowloon Terminus. In the project, we will provide a landscape deck, of which there will be about 22,000 square meters of open space. And then, next one, please. While we are searching for the barging facilities, I would like to mention that in the informal briefing to the task force on the 31st of August, members have no objection that we need a barging point. And the concern is whether we can have share uses with other barging point to save the construction of this Kwai Chung barging point. We have investigated along the route, and I would like to mention that for the one mark with the number one, Nam Chong, the Nam Chong barging point, it will expire in March next year. And it will be for a housing development. So it's pretty confirmed that the barging point will have to be handed over in March next year. So there will be no chance for us to share use of it. For the West Kowloon Cultural District, I think in previous paper today, this morning, that there will be a lyrics theater is being constructed in the West Kowloon Cultural District, and the barging point has to give way and is has been demolished by end August already. So they left a Kwai Chung barging point. This barging point, we don't need any dredging, and there will be no impact to the harbor. And it has been previously used for the XRL for a barging point. In the outline development plan, it is marked as a public filling barging point. And the approximate area for this barging facility will be 7,900 square meter. And the timing will be from 2017 to 2021. The land intake and the occupation period has been minimized to observe the harbor planning principle. Next one. Okay, we would like to talk about the transport route. This transport route will go through from Yau Ma Tei. It will take the Lin Cheng Road, the Containers Port Road South, Kwai Tai Road, and Kwai Yun Lane. This route has been supported by the police and the transport department. And we have consulted the Kwai Ching DC on the 1st of September, and they have no objection to the route and to the setup of the barging point. This is the proposed Kwai Chung barging point. The north bit of it is being used by CEDD as a site office for the marine works. It will be handed over to us while we implement our Kwai Chung barging point. It fits the land uses in the vicinity, and the following slides will show some of will show the curving view of our barging point. This is the proposed mitigation measures that we are going to implement at our budgeting point. The tipping hall will be enclosed on three sides, and with the request from the local in the front part for those areas which will not be obstructing the truck, we will also enclose it with impervious canvas. And on the right hand side, the tip will be fully extended so that to maximize the dust suppression. In this one, in this slide, we will show other proposed mitigation measures, which are trucks will have a mechanical covered, and we will do water spraying regularly on the whole road. We have wheel washing facilities, and we will have an environmental team and independent and environmental checker to monitor the site. This is the OZP outline zoning plan of the area, and it is under the GIC area, and the ODP is a public filling batching point. It fits into the planned use of other facility in the vicinity. This is the current view of the proposed site at Kwai Chung. You know that immediately south of it, it is proposed to be an STT batch berth. And further south is the Kwai Chung sewage treatment plant and some STT car park and CDD site offices. To make the environment better, we will line our boundary with hoardings and with greening. This is my presentation. I think it will be open up for questions and answers.
Thank you. Members, questions and comments? Paul?
The trucks that will be used, what standards is that, Euro 4, Euro 5? Will there be GPS trackers on the trucks to control speed, and will you monitor speeds of your contractors? We had the same situation with the MTR barging in Bokfalam. We had GPSs installed on all the trucks to make sure, and we had reports from the MTR, and we had some of the drivers fired because they were speeding and stuff like that. So I just want to make sure that you have similar kind of control mechanisms on it. What I'm not clear on this site is the... are you going to extend the area where the actual barging will take place, or are you using the old location for barging? And because I see the red dotted line, I'm a little bit confused. And then one issue that we had with that was important is that the barges, the self-operated barges, and the noise that they do, that the crane, the operation of the crane on these barges when they were leveling the spoils, were extremely noisy. And that the auxiliary engine used by those operators are using very high sulfur fuels, and they were pumping out black smoke all the time. And that there was we had to make a real effort to get that corrected, because it was not corrected up front. The control over the fuel used by the barge operators and the tug operators, and especially also for the auxiliary engine, so they were spewing black smoke all the time. And it's not, they don't necessarily, the auxiliary engines fall outside some of the control ordinances. So where you will take extra control measures in your contracts.
Thank you, Paul. Freddy, and then, yeah.
Hi, 多謝主席。剛才見到有張 slide 你話Lyric Theatre 個 barging point 係2016年8月就 expire， 呢個資料係咪正確？因為點解我咁問咧？印象中 Lyric Theatre 都未有耐係會起得完，所以呢、這個2016年八月呢、這個，即係你而家呢個二號呢個 point 咧 ，expiry of 呢個 TGLA 呢個咧，可能你查一查好冇，複核一下。因為點解咧？就 雖然原則上你得到好多區議會或者其他部門的支持，你三號嗰個葵涌 Charging Point， 但係距離你沙中線咧，Central Kowloon Road 咧，其實係距離好遠嘅。咁你而家唔係講緊純粹一個 Charging Point 個 Landing Point 嘅問題，而係你 create 咗好多陸路交通嘅問題啦。咁同埋你嗰啲泥頭車喺咁主要嘅幹道上面滴滴答答咁跌，係咁滴啲。啲泥頭啊，咁又會 create 咗好多環境上嘅問題。咁基於呢個原則咧，我會傾向你 explore 下，盡量用二號嗰個 charging point 去接近你哋嗰、那個construction site 為首選。如果唔得咧，先至考慮三號嗰、那個。因為我懷疑你二號嗰個話2016年8月 expire 呢個資料可能唔係太準確。多謝主席。
唔該你，阿黃生。
咁好，多謝主席。即係我都係好concern到咧，嗰個即係係咪叫捨近取遠咧咁樣？即係都正如係去睇到幅圖啦，原來即係喺上次喺葵青區議會去介紹嘅時候咧，都冇特別去提咧，就話我哋喺原來有其他選擇嘅嚇，即係一講就話要嚟三，即係而家喺我哋嗰個葵裕路嗰、那個啊，即係。已經是關閉的那個即係石泥區咁樣，咁我哋都會質疑點解唔喺出邊去揾咧咁樣嚇，即係因為都係始終要行一個好長嘅即係公路啦，咁我哋都好擔心就喺期間嗰個泥頭，即係正如都曾經有發生過意外喺喺呢個西九公路嗰度，咁啊有啊即係有一架車因為即係有司機因為有泥頭。即係而引致到死亡事件啦，咁即係都會擔心就會唔會喺咁多即係啲泥頭車經過啲咁嘅高速公路，引發到一啲嘅即係啲就啲泥頭會跌出嚟咧，咁因為嗰個路程都好遠，咁啊即係可唔可以提佢講翻就話，即係都正如有委員問啊，即係會唔會即係就算話係二零即係一號嗰個南昌嗰、那個即係2017即係而家係。房屋署喺度用緊啦嚇，即係咪喺度有個即係房屋嘅發展嚇，咁嗰度都可以大家共用咧咁樣，即係都近啲咧咁樣，都唔使去行咁長嘅公路。第二咧就而家嗰個三號嘅石泥區啦，始終你睇翻咧，對面就係有即係有住宅嘅嚇，但係即係附近嘅居民都好擔心就係噪音啊啲。啲沙塵啊咁樣嚇，咁啊喺呢方面即係雖然話有啲所謂舒緩措施啊，但係都覺得就係咪足夠咧？真係太過近啦，對面就係、是，即係你去睇幅圖咧，就好似係好遠咁，但係如果你去實地去就去睇咧，就喺對面嘅嚇，即係相隔都係一個好短嘅距離。咁但係如果你去睇其他個位置一號、二號咧嚇，嗰、那個即係係咪即係？較為會空曠啲咧，咁樣即係作為一個即係石泥區的一個好嘅選擇咧，咁我都好希望即係喺呢方面都可以俾部門去考慮。多謝主席。
唔該你，黃生。咁啊，仲有冇委員有問題咧？如果冇咧，其實我都想因為提出咧，我哋喺 informal meeting 嘅時候咧，即係啟德嗰邊咧，其實都會有一個 temporary 嘅 charging point 嘅。咁啊，呢一張圖咧，今次呢度就冇 show 到出嚟啊。咁但係其實會唔會你都有 consider 到呢、這、一個？如果係要即係繼續嘅話，即係嗰個啟德嘅 temporary charging point 係咪可以共同即係用即係用一個 temporary charging point instead of two 去做呢件事咧？咁另外我都想再問一問咧，因為你講緊係 temporary 嘅 charging 啊嘛，咁似乎喺 paper 就冇講到 temporary 到幾時咧咁樣嚇，麻煩你回一回應呢啲問題啊。
好，或者我作一個簡短回應，跟住譬如關於環保嘅，我俾翻我哋嘅顧問公司回應啦。咁頭先阿 Paul 問個問題咧，究竟我哋而家係咪用緊個舊嗰個 parking point 啦，定還是有個新嘅 parking point？ 咁其實我哋喺呢度可以 confirm 翻，我哋係用翻一個舊址嘅啫嚇，就冇任何新研嘅第一樣嘢。咁第二樣嘢咧就係講緊頭先講緊有幾個 parking point 啦，有一個喺第一個南昌啦，南昌嗰個咧，咁其實我哋同得翻嚟嘅資料咧，咁呢個咧出年三月就一定拆噶啦，呢個南昌個 parking point， 咁變咗南昌嗰個咧，我哋就真係唔用得。 咁二號嗰個咧，就其實二號喺西九嗰個咧，其實已經拆咗噶啦，已經冇咗個 barging point 喺度噶啦。嚇，佢其實拆啱啱拆完噶啦，其實冇咗噶啦。咁我哋一間可以有 book slide， 如果大家需要睇嘅，我可以俾大家睇睇。其實嗰個拆咗噶啦嗰個。咁所以我哋唯有咧就用第三個葵涌 barging point。咁頭先啊主席問到可唔可以用埋啟德個 barging point 咧？咁其實我哋有考慮過可唔可以用到啟德 barging point。其實由油麻地去葵涌同埋啟德嘅路程係差唔多嘅啫。咁但係咧，我哋考慮到嗰個交通情況，因為而家由油麻地去葵涌個 barging point 所經過嘅路咧，咁其實而家嗰啲路咧嗰、那個交通情況咧就係極為理想嘅。咁亦都我哋同運輸署同埋警務處嗰邊都傾過，咁我哋亦都睇過。咁嗰啲路嘅交通情況係極為理想。咁但係咧調轉啦，如果由油麻地去啟德嗰啲路咧，經過嗰啲路咧，而家交通情況係極唔理想嘅，所以我哋先要有個中九龍幹線由油麻地接駁去啟德嘅啫。如果我哋仲用一啲construction traffic 由油麻地去啟德嘅話咧，其實就會百上加斤嘅，仍然有個道路。
Sorry， 你頭先你嗰陣時 informal section 嗰樣嘢都講到，亦都提到，其實呢一個只係半夜夜晚同埋得十架車嘅，
係
咪啊？
其實咧就係每，其實唔係半夜夜晚嘅，其實係一啲 long peak hours 嚇。咁其實每個鐘頭咧大約係十架車到嘅啫。咁其實係好少車嘅嚇。咁呢個我想補充翻。咁同埋咧就個用嘅時間咧，臨時用嘅時間會喺2017年到2021年。咁其實我哋喺張 paper 都有提到嘅嚇。咁就關於個 GPS 啊，同埋嗰啲頭先阿 Paul 就話我啲 operation 咧可能會好嘈嗰啲，咁我或者我交俾我哋嘅顧問公司解答呢兩條題目。
好，各位其實我哋都喺做嗰個環評報告嗰時咧，都好關注依個 barging point 咁對附近啲民居會有影響啊，包括噪音啊、塵埃咁樣。其實最近嗰個住宅咧就係喺我哋依個 barging point 以西嘅海欣花園。就超過300米嘅，其實差唔多接近400米添嘅。咁我哋環評報告裏面咧就分就住噪音啦，同埋塵埃咧都做咗詳細嘅運算嘅。根據我哋考慮咗所有嗰啲基建嘅運作啦、運作嘅時間啦、佢嘅類型啦，同埋有幾多塵樣出嚟啦，我哋全部係計曬落去。咁喺我哋運算之中咧，我哋所有喺我哋考慮曬所有嗰、那個緩解措施之後咧，我哋係可以符合法例嘅要求嘅。喺依一樣嘢喺環評報告裏面咧，喺詳細已經係 document 咗噶啦。咁雖然係咁，我哋亦都唔滿亦都未滿足於就咁計完個數就算數。喺我哋環評報告裏面咧，亦都建議咗咧喺呢度咧，亦都需要有啲可能係有頭先同事講嘅有啲 environmental team 啦，住地盤嘅啦，亦都有 independent environmental checker 啦，亦都有住地盤工程師。In case 我哋收到啲 complaint 啊，有啲不正常情況咧，其實所有成 team 嘅團隊咧，都會作出適時嘅步驟去減少嗰個對環境嘅影響嘅。
我補充翻少少關於嗰個 GPS 嗰度啦，其實係喺我哋工程，我哋去出 tender 嘅時候咧，其實我哋可以將呢一啲嘅 requirements 咧就加落去我哋個 tender requirements 裏邊。咁只要我哋覺得係可以有效去 control 到佢哋個 speeding 嗰樣嘢咧，咁我哋即係會好積極咁考慮。
Freddy。
你好，我其實都仲係有少少 concern 你捨近取遠嗰、那個嗰件事，因為其實如果你參照翻而家入將軍澳環保大道咧，其實嗰條路嗰個污染係好犀利，嗰啲泥頭車啊嗰啲係真係係滴到成路都係污糟邋遢，你係冇辦法點罰佢都好啦，嗰啲人都係咁。咁所以我好懷疑你話你控制到呢樣嘢，用呢個 tender 嘅形式，你點監管呢？呢個第一點。咁同埋你係咪指意 traffic police 去幫你去罰啊，或者啲市民舉報啊，咁嚟到監管咧？咁而第二你話Lyric Theatre 嗰個已經拆咗啦，咁呢個其實因為我早前講西九嗰段我就冇參與，我就冇唔知佢係咪有第二啲原因或者非城嘅原因佢拆咗啦。但係都希望你 explore 一下。因為其實西九仲有咁多嘢未起咧，佢其實我覺得佢係有需要有個 barging point 嘅，不過唔知點解你話佢拆咗啦，咁呢個可唔可以你哋都跟進一下考慮一下？
或者我作少少補充啦，其實大家如果可以睇到而家個 slide 咧，其實就頭先講緊西九嗰個 barging point， 咁其實而家已經冇咗噶啦，其實我大家可以睇到嚇，因為佢要做個 foundation。
咁我諗係阿黃生。
恭好，多謝主席。 因為都正如你去睇咧，就話嗰、那個而家喺葵涌嗰、那個葵裕路嗰、那個石泥區咧，咁咧已經係啊，即係已經係expire 咗啦。不過即係嗰個樣都仲喺度啫。咁但係如果你話去提呢個南昌嚇、啊，會喺2017就話會 close， 不過即係而家仲用緊啦，而家仲喺度啦。咁你可唔可以交嗰、那個係去交代原因，同埋點解嗰度可以去 close？點解你唔可以重開呢？可以再繼續去使用呢？啊、你因咩原因點解會嗰度可以嚟 close， 而要特登就要嚟到我哋嘅葵涌咧？咁樣即係因為我哋都好難向市民去就話去交代，就叫捨近取遠。多謝主席。
Lawrence 有補充係。
主席係有個資料提供嘅，因為南昌嗰個咧其實規劃用地咧係啲 CDA 松嚟嘅，就係住宅用地嚟嘅。咁所以高鐵嘅工程完咗之後咧。2017年預計咧就會要停啦，因為要進行即係發展嘅嚇。
唔該，咁我諗我哋都聽到好多委員嘅意見啦。我諗其實呢樣嘢即係捨近取遠呢一個係一個好重要嘅一個考慮啦。咁我哋都聽到，雖然你係 explore 咗某一啲嘅點，咁可能你都考慮咗好多其他問題，好似環保啊各樣嘅嘢。咁但係呢一啲資料咧係冇喺我哋呢個 paper 裏面詳細交代出嚟。咁我哋呢一度其實好多都係即係專業人士啦。即係如果你哋有呢啲資料，曾經認真咁話俾我哋聽，點樣考慮過點解啟德嗰度唔可以咧？點解呢度唔可以咧？咁我哋希望呢一樣嘢可以再翻你呢個會嗰度咯。嚇，唔該你。
主席可唔可以俾我補充翻少少啊？咁其實咧，我哋因應翻上次嗰個研科網 meeting 咧，其實我哋都睇咗，譬如南昌嗰個 budget point 啦。咁其實咧。亦都睇咗西九個 budget point。咁其實咧喺我哋嚟講咧，我哋都希望唔好捨近取遠啦，因為其實我哋都唔想即係將路程帶遠咗，因為帶遠咗對大家都即係對市民又好，對個我哋嘅工程項目又好，都唔係一個有理想嘅。
明啊，即係頭先都講過啦，因為時間嘅關係，另外一樣，因為最緊要就係咧，我覺得你哋應該可能都考慮咗，即係而家你都 show 咗兩個 point， 咁但係譬如好似啟德啊呢啲咁樣，即係其他係咪仲有一啲可能性咧？希望你都可以真係俾一啲資料我哋。而家我諗你即時唔能夠俾到依一啲資料。
我哋可以 show 到即時嘅資料嘅，其實。我哋解釋翻23、24。
我諗
我哋解釋翻廿三廿四。
是这一次呢我们可以看到如果我们要由油麻地的出来位啦去回啟德的 Bartram Point 啦正正呢就是即是刚才洛先生说都是 CKL 想改善的道路他要走窝打路道啦亞街路街啦一些很繁忙的道路而且这些道路的旁边呢是有大量的民居的咁所以咧，其實喺我哋同運輸署同警方咧去商討呢條河湖嘅時候咧，我哋係揀咗一條附近係冇民居，亦都可以去到一個 Bartram Point 嘅位置，而佢嘅長度咧，其實同而家打橫去啟德嗰條咧係相若嘅。咁所以即係基於咁嘅考慮啦，盡量減少擾民啦。咁所以我哋就會覺得去我哋而家二號嗰個位置咧係比較理想。
多謝你嘅 Carmen， 因為但係咧，我始終覺得而家咧就好似即係擠牙膏咁啊，慢慢又多啲又多啲。咁頭先都講到啦，即係環保嘢好難咧，你一拼過，其實我係覺得我哋應該一拼過，咁去睇曬呢啲所有嘅資料，譬如 VC 啊各樣嘅嘢。而家係講緊 non peak hour 啊嘛，而家講緊十架車嘛，係嘛？咁而家我哋睇緊係，因為我哋睇咧就睇成個海濱，成個海濱嚟講，如果真係需要有 temporary barging point 係一點，係咪好過兩點咧？如果一點，其實佢都有一個 spare capacity 嘅話。即係依個係要即係整盤咁去考慮咯。咁我諗喺今日大家俾到嗰個 paper 同埋個 presentation 裏面，唔可以俾到我哋一個足夠嘅資料，即係 convince 到 member 呢一個係一個最佳嘅選址咯。而家 so far 嚇，咁可能 at the end of the day， 如果你哋可以俾到一啲呢啲資料俾我哋嘅話，我哋係即係會聆聽，亦都明白到個情況係點樣嚇。但我諗今日我哋冇呢個資料去做呢個決定啊，好嘛？唔該，即係我哋嘅睇法。 少少補充啫，其實喺嚟緊嘅啟德 Task Force 咧，團隊亦都會再一次同Task Force Member 去交代啟德嗰個 Barging Facility 嘅。咁就住頭先嘅討論同埋主席嘅 conclusion 咧，我哋可唔可以邀請團隊，不如喺啟德嘅 Task Force 嗰度一次過再 review 一下今日呢個提議，咁到時再有一個決定。咁我明白你哋嗰個時間上嘅需要嘅，咁所以我諗一個 balance 就我哋喺啟德嘅時候再一次比較清楚咁 holistically 睇。睇得可唔可以同時間用嚟做兩樣嘢咁好嘛？因為我哋都十月到會開到會嘅，咁所以就一個月可以俾團隊去考慮清楚，好嘛？唔該你，咁好多謝團隊今日嚟 brief 我哋啦，咁嚇，唔該曬 ，thank you 嚇。